welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. All right. On this episode, we are talking about having some time dedicated to being barefoot, right? To having some time with no shoes on, no socks on, having your foot naked, I guess, but allowing, right, the muscles of your feet to fully express themselves and to train them too, right? Adding in some training for these foot muscles. And some of you may say, well, Matt, like, what's the point? Like, I wear shoes all day anyway, so what's the point of being barefoot? And I'll tell you, to get this point across, we'll use an analogy, right? I always like to think of the shoulder as the hip, the elbow as the knee, and the hand and wrist as the foot and the ankle, right? And these joints present very, very similarly when we have tightness in that joint, right? We have a mobility limitation in the shoulder, bringing my arm behind my back. It's going to present very similarly when there's tightness in the hip, bringing my hip behind me, right? With when I'm pushing off, whether running or jumping in the air. But think about the shoes you wear on your feet, right? There's some support. There's a stack height, right? How much cushion is in that shoe? It's made out of plastic, rubber, and some of them are very stiff, while others are relatively flimsy. So think about this. If every time you left your house and you had to put on a quote-unquote shoe for your hands, how do you think your day would go? Probably not very well, right? And if you had to wear it all day until you got home, well, good luck opening the door to get out of your apartment or your house, let alone, right, trying to drink from your water bottle or opening your car door, driving. That would probably suck. But the point I'm trying to make here is, your hands, right? They crave attention, right? They crave being able to use them, and there's so much dexterity in your hands and your fingers that if we were to do that, if I had you spend a month with a shoe for your hand, it would be detrimental to the health of your hand, and you'd probably take the shoe glove off. You'd probably forget how to do a lot of things with your hands, and you'd be very clumsy. Well, guys, the same thing applies to our feet. And well, we've already done this for years and years and years of whether it's a boot, whether it's a restrictive shoe. And I do understand, hey, Matt, if it's cold outside and it's snowing, you probably have to wear a boot. That's totally fine. But just realize that, hey, if you've been doing this for years and years, your foot is probably a little bit dumb. And that's, you're not dumb, but your foot might be a little bit dumb. And that's okay, right? Of course it is. It's been stuck in a shoe for the past X amount of years. The great thing about this, though, and the great thing about our bodies is they can adapt, right? We're still very, very plastic and can be molded, right? And we can start to turn on some of those intrinsic foot muscles and start to improve the mobility of our foot and of our ankle. So what do I mean by barefoot time? Well, getting home from work, just kicking off the shoes and just being barefoot. And if the hardwood floor is cold, I guess you could wear socks, but just having some barefoot time and just moving your toes around, right? Just gripping the ground with your toes, which is huge. When we squat, when we run, if you're actually running barefoot, if you've ever, right, ran on grass barefoot, your toes play a huge part in stabilizing and balance, and actually in the big toe is huge in pushing off. And if you're barefoot, your toes will actually grip the ground. And also when you're squatting too, which is why in CrossFit they have the Reebok Nanos, or these shoes that are flat and they're also relatively wide, so your toes have room to spread out and grip, right, in your shoe and kind of grip the hard surface of the shoe. And this is where brands like Ultra, which I'm a big fan of Ultra, because where they expanded on that as well and made sure that, hey, their shoes have very little support, basically no support. And the toe box is wide. It's very wide, and I think the earlier models were very, very wide, and I think people made fun of them because they look like clown shoes. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Altra because they've done that. Like with the Escalante, it's a great one because hey, it's very wide. There's minimal support, and it's just a fantastic shoe. So when you're home, right? When you're home, kick off the shoes, take off your socks if the hardwood floor is not super cold. And just walk around, right? Do some, look up toe yoga, right? Just moving the toes around. You'd be surprised how fast you can actually make progress. Stick your hand in there, right? Get in between the toes and just loosen them up. Doing this is going to be fantastic for your foot and ankle health. And also just fantastic for being able to improve your running, improve your squatting, right? Being able to grip the ground. Because when we do push-ups, guys, we don't do the same thing. We actually want to grip the ground with our fingers, with our thumbs. We want to actually activate the muscles of our hands when we're doing a push-up. The same thing applies for our feet, for our ankles, right? We want to grip the ground with our toes, especially our big toe, and activate those intrinsic foot muscles, because guess what? That helps you form an arch. So if you do have a slightly flat foot, right, this might not fix it completely, but this is probably going to help. It's probably going to help activate those intrinsic foot muscles. Guys, there's case studies of patients that have worked on their intrinsic foot muscles for a year, for 6 months, and the results are pretty cool. They're pretty good. I mean, it's for the before and after pictures are it's pretty astounding, right? This, I mean, if you look in the back, I mean, it's like this really pronated out foot that's flat, and then 6 months to a year later, I mean, they have a pretty good arch, right? It's astounding. So if you've been wearing shoes that are very constrictive for most of your life, I understand, yes, if you're a construction worker, you kind of have to wear boots like that. But being able to try and get down to a shoe that has less support, right, as long as it's comfortable for you. And also getting home, guys, kick off the shoes, spend some time barefoot. When I'm at home, I try and be as barefoot as I possibly can. I understand, hey, if you have some plantar fasciitis going on or some other things, that's one thing, right? If you have if you're having some pain because hey, I have some plantar fasciitis or some Achilles tendinopathy or something else going on in the ankle, totally fine. I get that. But if your foot's healthy, right, you have no issues going on, spending some time barefoot, it's going to be huge, not only for the muscle, right, for the plantar fasciitis, but for the long-term health of your foot, to getting those nerves activated as well and improving the dexterity of your feet. So when you are running, when you are working out, right, squatting, deadlifting, jumping, right, whatever you're doing, just great ways to improve the health of your foot and ankle. Talk to you guys next time. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. And if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share this with others by taking a screenshot of this episode and posting it to your story on Instagram and tag Alpha Project Physio so we can repost it. And to stay up on all the latest from me, please follow Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook, and then subscribe to the Alpha Project newsletter at www.alphaprojectphysio.com. See you guys next time.